Mid-mornings with Lee Chambers. Cambridge 105. Chloe Giles today, whose online lifestyle magazine for arts and entertainment for the East of England is growing and growing. Eventswhatson.com if you want to check it out online. Good morning, Chloe.
Morning.
Nice to have you with me. So tell me a little bit about eventswhatson.com. If I went on to, I have been onto the site, but let's assume I haven't. If I went onto the site, what would I see?
Okay, so eventswhatson.com promotes about 22,000 events across the region. Everything from charity events, fundraisers, festivals, car boots, everything and anything. It's free to upload your events, and it's free to go onto the website and search by category or by date and see what events are on. And obviously you can click straight through to the actual organisers' websites to book your tickets.
And you say everything, because it's not just what might be on at the Arts Theatre, you might also cover local drama events. It's about community.
Yeah, it's about everything and anything that is what's on, what's happening and going on across the East of England. And, you know, we've got so many amazing activities, events from arts, culture, entertainment, all sorts of exciting things going on that you wouldn't maybe know on your doorstep. So, you know, it's a portal for you to be able to go on, search eventswhatson.com and see, you know, what's on, what's available to you, totally free. You can upload your events yourself for free if you're hosting an event yourself.
So playing devil's advocate here, why do we need something like this? Because we might be able, you know, with all the search engines and everything that's on the website at the moment, we might say, you know, theatre Saturday night, and you can take a look there at what's happening. Why would you need everything in one place?
I guess it just makes it easier if you come onto eventswhatson.com. We've got a fantastic editorial area where we have previews and reviews. So obviously you can see not only what events are listed by category and by date, but you can also then have a look and see a lot more information about, you know, previews and editorial about that specific entertainment that's on and coming up. And obviously it's all content driven, so if you do put a search into Google for I don't know what's going on, outdoor theatre for example, in Ely, then obviously eventswhatson.com would bring up the latest press release for example, the Isle of Ely Festival, where they're showing Wind in the Willows tomorrow that we're reviewing. That would come up, and then obviously it might be the last thing that you see is that it is on eventswhatson.com that you read it. So it is about, you know, creating content that is accessible for everyone within the community.
And I suppose those little community organisations that are maybe running small theatre projects, you know, they don't have the manpower to have a big website, but this is somewhere where you can find out about it.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, the search engines and all of the content driven material, you know, it's time consuming and expensive for all of these organisations to promote these events. So our website is a free website for people to come on and promote and read. We have about 40,000 visitors that are using the site on a monthly basis. So, you know, it really does provide valuable information for all of us locally in the community, and also supporting a lot of these event organisers that are promoting these events.
And you started this?
Yes, I did, yes.
So what is your background?
So I'm a former online media consultant, and I've got about 23 years experience in print photography, publishing, outdoor advertising.
You're joking. 23 years? Claire, you genuinely don't look old enough.
No, I'm going to be 40 in about 3 weeks' time.
No.
I worked for global media giant Viacom up in London for some years, and I covered the East of England as a media consultant, and a lot of the companies that I was speaking to had a sort of a common theme where they needed to promote their business, their website needed to get more traffic, and obviously with the amount of green fields that we have in between all of these businesses, it's very different from when I worked in London, where, you know, everything is very close together and accessible. So it was a real issue for these companies to get more traffic through their doors, either physically through the doors or online. So I created East of England Online as a website to promote what's on in the east of England and to promote independent local businesses. So the idea is to bring all of the material together, and I publish a digital magazine called EOE 365 every other month that sits on the website and is mailed out free to subscribers. And then eventswhatson.com is available to promote the events 365 days of the year in between when the magazine comes out. And obviously the magazine has a lot more in-depth exclusive editorial on arts, entertainment, culture, why it matters. I work as an arts award supporter, encouraging young people to write content, do reviews for the website, and encourage them into the media industry.
It is very comprehensive indeed, because you say you got those reviews. And as the way, if our listeners are interested in getting involved, as well as being able to upload their own events, are there ways they can get involved? Can they offer
absolutely.
To review things?
Absolutely. So I have a whole network of reviewers all across the east of England, where I will arrange for them to actually attend events, client events, do reviews. We will work with the content they send in to us to ensure that it's published correctly. And it's very satisfying. And obviously for any of the Arts Award students working towards coming into the industry, then it's a valuable tool for them to learn about how to have your material edited and published, and it's a fantastic experience for them to actually be able to go out on site and review these events and do interviews.
So you've become an entrepreneur with
indeed,
doing
yeah.
this. Now you run your own business. How is it funded, if you don't mind me asking?
Okay, so East of England Online promotes, as I said, independent local businesses across the region. I promote about 50 different gift experiences across the region, where to stay, a whole host of everything and anything that's happening across the region. And obviously that advertising revenue is what supports the business. And then the magazine that comes out every other month, obviously, is a lifestyle magazine full of advertising, promoting these independent businesses. And that is supporting, obviously, East of England Online as a company. Eventswhatson.com has a lot of sponsors. So Newmarket Racecourse, one of our sponsors, Santapod Raceway. We've got a whole host of businesses across the region that sponsor the website. But with the growth of eventswhatson.com, I am looking for additional investment, which is why I've been running a crowdfunding campaign for the last 30 days, where readers and businesses can get involved and obviously pledge to the campaign for a small fee. And in return, they get free tickets to a whole host of fantastic events that are on across the region that have been donated by a lot of my clients and sponsors. And the idea of that pool of funding is to fund the growth behind eventswhatson.com, which it has grown at such speed, requires some investment in the technology behind the actual site to keep up with the growth of it. The speed of growth, really.
That's good. I mean, in a way, that's good. You're a victim of your own success, really.
Yeah.
So if people are interested in finding out more about the crowdfunding campaign, where should they go?
Okay. So if you go on to eventswhatson.com, there is a page along the top called Join My Crowd. And if you click on that, that will take you straight through to the crowdfunding page. And the campaign finishes tonight at midnight.
Right.
So you literally have a matter of hours to get involved. But there's free tickets for Newmarket Racecourse, Twinwoods Adventure. There's a whole host of wonderful prizes that you're guaranteed when you pledge and donate to the campaign. And for businesses wanting to pledge and donate, then you've got advertising and editorial opportunities in the magazine available to you.
And do you now have a team helping you do this?
I do, but this is one of the things that some of the money from the crowdfunding will go towards, to bring new writers and contributors on board. I have a host of writers and contributors that work for me on a freelance basis all across the region, but obviously I'm always looking for more, and I would like to ideally take on an apprentice to come and work on East of England Online and eventswhatson.com to grow the site Without me having to stay up till 2 a.m. every day.
Well, excellent that it's growing in such a way. I mean, there is a really buzzy feel to the site. And as you say, 40,000 visitors, that's not bad, is it? Who's Henry Giles?
Henry is my husband.
He's been tweeting like a good one. Yeah, he has. Give that man a pay ride. Hello, Henry. Nice to have you with us. So if people want to find out more, the website is eventswhatson.com, and you can find out more about what's going on as well in East of England online. .com. It's kind of different, isn't it?
Yeah, the two work hand in hand, and they're connected to each other. So you can go on either all site, and it will take you straight through to whichever area you're trying to get to.
And how lovely for you to know about all these events. Are you a theatre goer yourself?
Oh yeah, I mean we're off to the Isle of Ely festival tomorrow to review Wind in the Willows, which we're thoroughly looking forward to. And yeah, we do a whole host of exciting events, and my husband's regularly sent up in gliders and hot air balloons and all sorts of weird and wonderful things to write about for the magazine. Yeah, it's fantastic. We, you know, love our arts and entertainment and culture, and yeah, really, really exciting to be involved with all of these organisations and events that we have in the region.
Well, good luck with the development of it all, Chloe. Lovely to talk to you. It's eventswhatson.com to find out, to go to the website and see what's on, but also if you want to get involved in that crowdfunding campaign, do stay in touch. Let us know how it goes.
Thank you. Will do.